youngest to female master sommelier.
Mm-hmm.
Alpina Singh, and host of Check Please.
Hi there. So you haven't purchased your sparkling.
Let me tell you what I did.
Just show up with some tacos. You'll be fine. Everybody
know, right?
loves tacos.
So I'm not a big champagne person, but at New Year's Eve, we all do it, right?
Yes.
So last year, everyone brought a bottle. I have four of them still in my freezer. Number one, should I have ever put them in my freezer? Number two,
they're in your freezer or your refrigerator?
My freezer.
Why are they in your freezer?
I don't know why they're in my... I thought that's where I was supposed to put them.
They haven't exploded?
They haven't. Are they about to?
Well, the thing is that there's, like, pressure inside of it. I mean, you've got, like, a ticking time bomb in your freezer. You don't even know it.
I don't even know it.
I just saved your life. You're welcome.
Thank goodness. Okay, so it always felt wrong keeping them in there. But I was always like, oh, we're chilling them. And then I never used them. And then it's been a full year now. We're at the new year. So I shouldn't rely on those to serve to guests tonight.
I mean, you could try. Now the people will be curious. Well, now if you show up with, they're like, was this the stuff in your freezer?
Because
they're probably listening. But no, you should not store wine in your freezer.
Okay.
Your refrigerator, the thing about your refrigerator is that it dries out the cork. And so it allows like oxygen in.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people who are out there just like you, who haven't purchased your champagne yet, you know, really most of us are probably going to end up at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, last minute, unless you want to go to like, you know, Binny's or like, you know, Perman Wine or something like that. But really, it's about the brand names, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on kind of the budget that you're wanting to work for. So your best deal for $20 or less is going to be like your Prosecco's,
mm-hmm.
right? Or Cava from Spain.
Is there a brand that you like in particular?
So I think the one that everybody sees is La Marca, which is like the Tiffany Blue mm-hmm. label. And, you know, it's a pretty decent product, particularly if you're going to mix it with like orange juice or like peach puree or raspberry puree. It's decent. It's got a little bit more fruitiness to it. The Cava is going to give you a little bit more of that sort of drier, toastier champagne style, because it's actually made in like the champagne method. So if you're looking for the budget options, look for a Prosecco and look for a Cava.
You mentioned under $20. If it's under 10, should I just not even touch it?
I mean, there is actually one. Segura Viudas, you can get it at Trader Joe's, which is like $7.99.
Okay.
Wait, say that again.
Segura Viudas. S-E-G-U-R-A Viudas.
You're writing this down, G? Thank you.
You can get that at Trader Joe's.
I love how you were like, here's your budget for under 20. I'm like, lower.
But you can get that at Trader Joe's for like $8.
That's not
bad. That's actually pretty decent.
That's good.
And then once you get into like the French stuff, you're going to start looking at prices that are like $40 and above, just because the land in Champagne is so much more expensive, you know, location, location, location. And then that's where people kind of do tend to gravitate towards the brand names. Like you have your Mom, you have your Veuve Clicquot, your Perrier Jouet, your Bollinger. And the thing about Champagne
is... It's just nice to know how it should be pronounced.
Yes.
So
Bollinger.
Bolly. Yeah, right? Bolly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you hand somebody a bottle of Dom Perignon, even if they know nothing about champagne,
they've seen it,
they're going to be like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
thank you so much.
Brand recognition.
Is there a difference from going from 20 to 40? I mean, is that a noticeable jump? I guess what I'm saying is, if you're going to make a jump, where should you cut yourself out where you're really not getting much more bang for your buck?
My sweet spot for still wine is between $15 and $25.
Still wine,
not sparkling.
Okay.
Now, with sparkling, because there is a little bit more labor involved, and it's a little bit more labor intensive and expensive, because there has to be, by law, in many sparkling wine regions, there's a minimum amount of time it has to age.
Okay.
Okay.
And so in Champagne, you know, like the government says you have to age it for this amount of time. And so that adds to the price tag. But for Champagne, I find that for quality, you start getting in the $25, $30 range.
Okay.
But with anything past like... You know, for sparkling wine, anything past like $100.
Don't worry.
It's all the same.
It's not all the same. No, I mean, but it takes kind of like, you know.
A finer palate to tell the difference.
Yeah, just kind of differentiate. But
so, John, you and I would not be able to tell the difference.
I'm still trying to think about that Trader Joe's run. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
But Trader Joe's does have some really good options.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there. I shop at Trader Joe's all the time. And they have like, you know, the a few brand names as well. Then they have their private labels also.
I have been very lucky to, you know, just as a tag along, been able to try some beautiful champagnes and wines and unbelievable prices and
wow, hoity-toity. Yeah. Wow.
No, I mean, like
take us
I
on
said,
your journey, G.
I was on the coattails of others.
People are going to start texting and they were mad that you took Uber every day.
I'm going to be honest. Well, I don't have a car. I have to take Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I take the train and Uber.
Yeah. Anyway, so your drinking adventures. You've had some finer stuff.
Yes, and I have to tell you, if you're with somebody that can help explain and of course Alpina is one of those people because she can also talk in just layman's terms, which is what I love about you.
Thank you.
You make it accessible for people, and you taste it. It's life changing. It's altering. I mean, you do taste the difference.
I'm skeptical, but I think you're right. When if someone like you is there, or anyone can explain a little bit more, so you understand the history. Like, here's how dumb I am with this stuff.
You're never dumb.
No. This is. And here's the thing. Like, I spent time in Italy studying abroad. I just drank the wine. I didn't learn a thing about it. What's the difference? I mean, I know texture. Like, and when you taste champagne, it's way different. What do they do differently in the production of it to make it what it is?
So really, what they do is they make a base wine.
Okay.
And then they pour it back in the bottle, and then they add sugar and yeast, and then the actual second fermentation takes place in that bottle.
Okay, so that's...
And so it's very special.
I had brewed beer, and it's similar to that. When you bottle it, you add that extra sugar so that it fizzes.
Whereas your Prosecco, the fermentation takes place in a large tank.
Okay.
And then they bottle it under pressure. And so it's less labor intensive, but there's also a flavor difference where it's a little bit more peachy fruity. Another recommendation I would make is, you know, they make these cute little 187 bottles or like half bottles.
Oh, yeah.
At parties and events.
They're adorable. And I think we sometimes get a little too serious about what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. You know, we think we need to like set up an altar and light candles and like, you know, pray to the goddess of wine. You know, but it's New Year's Eve. Like, have fun. Like, don't stress out about it. You know, like, grab a couple of those little Martini Rossis, you know, and, you know, have fun with it. You can put a straw in there and drink straight out of the bottle.
I love that.
The thing that I love about you, Alpina, is that you always, you know, it's about hitting that sweet spot of not spending too much money.
Right.
But something that's affordable but tastes double the price.
That's kind of how I live my life.
Yes. I mean, that's how we all need to live our lives.
So we all should strive for.
Unless we manifest like, $1 million.
Kind of like La Mer face lotion, but I can get it at like the Walgreens.
Right.
Now, but it does like the same thing.
You said that some people would even be running to the 7-Eleven to get the next item.
I've been there.
Okay. The one thing I don't recommend, don't buy the Korbel. Nothing against Korbel, but don't, because you're not
going to
cook champagne Korbel. If I could save you from that, please don't do it. Unless you're going to make like champagne punch out of it. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But you have so many other options, you know, where you don't have to get like the stuff that is going to like give you a headache.
Yeah. We got people texting in, calling in with questions. Join the conversation. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick commercial break and then have plenty more on 720 WGN.
Happy New Year's Eve. We have Alpina Singh. She's a master psalm. What is that? Was that the correct title?
Master sommelier, but I like the psalm.
It's yeah.
Nice, yeah. Oh, master
so casual, it's a master sommelier.
So we're saying that properly.
How did that happen?
How did that happen?
It took a lot of years of study.
Well, there's an organization called the Court of Master Sommeliers, and then they administer a test, and there's four different levels. There's a fabulous documentary on it used to be on Netflix. I don't think it's on Netflix anymore, called Somm. And so you go through the different levels. There's a blind tasting exam. There's a service portion. There's a theory. It takes about 7 to 10 years to go through the whole
thing. She was the youngest female.
Yeah, there's about 270 of us in the world.
It's a very small group.
Yeah. 270 people in the world are master psalms?
And the final test, from what I understand, is just a couple of glasses.
It's 6 wines, 3 whites, 3 reds, and you have to name the country, the vintage, the grape variety, with 75% accuracy in 25 minutes.
What about the year?
Do you have to get
the
year,
too? The country,
oh, the country,
Can you imagine? So that means the you have to know the terroir,
correct. So there's like different markers when you taste a wine. And so I have a highly attuned palate, obviously. And so when I taste something, I'm like calibrating it. One of my recent skills is going to Sweetgreens.
That was a humble brag.
And when I go to Sweetgreens, I'm trying to recreate the salads because I don't want to spend like the $14. And so I want to like recreate it at home. So I actually got very close to the chickpea curry once. So I'm going to work my way through.
Wow. That's incredible.
Let's go to the phone lines. Becky's got a question. Becky, you're on WGN. Happy almost New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year, guys. The question I have for Ms. Singh is, if we have been given some very nice champagne over the years, how long should we store it? How is it? Should we just drink it up? What's a good, better idea?
So the ideal storage conditions is to turn it on its side so the cork does not dry out. And then you want to make sure...
That.
And then it's in a as close to 55 degrees as possible. So like in a closet somewhere where the temperature doesn't go up or doesn't go down. If you notice, most champagne is bottled in dark green glass, and that's to keep the light out. So you want to store it in a cool, you know, sort of stable environment on its side.
We got it in the basement.
Okay, then you're fine. And then if it's basically what you're worried about is the bubbles dissipating, but you've got about you know, 5-10 years on it.
Oh, fun. Wow.
This is G. I am so impressed that you can hold on to champagne. I know, right? As soon as I am gifted with champagne, I am opening that bottle. I'm impressed by you.
How long have you been having it?
Exciting. I think this is the year. It's going to be 2020, and let's just go for it and pop all that and have some fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah, baby. Do it.
It's a good life motto. How long have you had the bottles that you're talking about? Are you over the 10 years, or is it in that range?
Some under 5, but yes, yeah, some at the 8, 9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably ready.
Yeah.
Hey,
thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Well, you could see why I started storing these things in the freezer. Cool place,
nobody
stable.
Glass and liquid in the freezer. Unless it's vodka.
Funny?
I mean, vodka's okay to throw in there because there's so much alcohol, it won't freeze.
Not only are they not on their side, I think these bottles are upside down with as much pressure on the cork as humanly possible. Okay. They're like in like the little
Can
drawer at the bottom.
Can we go ahead and call the fire department?
Please go to this address.
John, how many bottles did you say are frozen?
Four.
Do you not have any frozen pizzas? I mean,
that's what I said. I have barely enough room in my freezer.
I just run a side business called freezingyourchampagne.org or whatever it is. We don't freeze too much stuff. We try and eat it pretty quickly. Like, maybe one frozen pizza, the emergency in there.
You're on Twitter, right? You're on Twitter.
John Hanson TV.
Okay, so I think what you need to do is do a follow-up story.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're going to defrost it, you're going to take it to this party, and then you're going to get reaction from people.
Yeah,
so
that's a good idea. Yes, I want to see how it tastes, see if they have to send in the robot to get them out of their fridge or freezer so they don't explode. I'm a little nervous about this. I think I'm going to get like a garbage bag. Kind of like, you ever see Great Outdoors where Dan Aykroyd and John Candy get the bat? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get all suited up like that. Yeah. Other questions that you have? I mean, it's got to be one of the biggest nights for people coming up to you, friends and family, just being like, tell me this, tell me that. Are you cool with that, always being cornered for that stuff?
Actually, you know what? I started a newsletter for this very reason. It's called Alpinas A-List, and you can go to my website, alpinasing.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter, and then I send you a monthly list of my wine recommendations.
Mm.
And it gets sent right to your inbox, and so for this past month, I did 20 of my favorite champagnes.
Oh, fantastic.
And there's a downloadable list that you can actually get. And you can go to the wine shop and get it. And there's different price points. There's 50 and under, 50 to 100, and then 100 and plus.
Mm.
So alpinasing.com. There's an article with 20 of your favorites listed.
Ready to go. And then I'm also on Instagram, and I'm always posting stuff on Instagram. That's at alpinasing on Instagram.
So in your journey to become a master som, what's the most expensive drink you've ever had? Like the most expensive bottle of wine you've taken a sip from?
I mean, it would probably be a wine that I had when I was in Burgundy. We were in the cellar of Louis Jadot, and they opened
Louis Jadot.
Oh, yes.
And it was from 1887. I mean,
Gosh.
And it was the most extraordinary experience I've ever had in my life, because if you think about the historical context of what this bottle had to survive, particularly in France, you know, multiple wars,
the revolutions,
and, you know, everything, and you're like, wow, it was waiting for me to drink it. I mean, I wasn't the only one. You know, there's like 20 other people, but I felt very special.
So with a bottle...
Did it taste like it was from the... I mean, did it...
You know, it tasted...
Did it taste really old?
Was it crap?
And ashy?
It was... I was so, like, humbled by the experience that I didn't even really remark on kind of how... It was kind of oxidized, you know, but...
How much would a bottle like that be worth? Priceless?
I mean, I think it's priceless.
Wow.
Very much so.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, just sitting there
like,
waiting.
I'd like to send this back. It's a little oxidized.
No, it's like that. You remember the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin?
Yes, love that movie.
What is this old wine? I'm rich. Some new wine.
A couple questions coming in. 708, best low sulfite wine.
Okay, so the low sulfite issue, your best bet for that is to look for something called natural wine. And there's a couple of places around Chicago, like Red and White. And then there's also... you know, various wine shops that you can go to, but look for the natural wine department. And then the other issue is look for 100% organic.
Okay.
Because by law, in order for it to be 100% organic on the label, not organically made grapes.
Okay.
I'm talking about straight up organic wine. It has to have like a very minimal amount of sulfur. It's impossible to make a wine completely sulfur free because it's a natural thing that's in the soil. But the organic wines, you can find, like I said, they have very, very low. There's one producer called Girasol that you can look for.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the bright.
How do we spell that, Alpina?
G-I-R-A-S-O-L-E. And they actually have it at Whole Foods. I just saw it at Whole Foods.
Oh, great. Is there a boxed wine that you've ever recommended?
You know, there's a couple of like producers that are doing higher end, but your better bet is actually to get canned.
Canned,
one.
I hear
okay.
that.
Okay, canned stuff. Thing. So yeah, what is some really good canned stuff? Actually, one of my friends makes a sparkling Prosecco, Frico. And then he's a bachelor sommelier and he makes a Prosecco under can and it's actually very tasty. And it's great for like things like Ravinia or like I said, something kind of fun and casual, you know, like you just have
just
a can.
Put a little straw.
Yeah, call it a day.
Compostable, whatever, straw.
the paper straw. Yeah.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always gets wet.
And we only got about 30 seconds left. Someone did mention you don't have to drink to celebrate New Year's. That's absolutely true. Is there like an hors d'oeuvre or something that you want recommend that it's easy for people to make or that they can celebrate with? Or just
so
anything?
I like my avocado hummus. The recipe's on my website. But you can take regular hummus, put it in a food processor, and mix some avocados in it, and you get the best of both worlds, guacamole and hummus.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Wow.
I'm going to do that. Get my 7-Eleven guacamole and really give it its test.
Do you remember what not to buy at 7-Eleven?
Yeah, no Corbel.
No Corbel. Exactly. Just stick with my frozen.
Unless you're making champagne punch, then it's fine.
Yeah. Really quickly before we let you go, the website and everyone, they always tell me to slow down. They're telling us the website, really slow it down and spell it for people.
Yeah. Yes. Alpana Singh, SINGH.com. AlpanaSingh.com.
Oh, you're a delight.
Thank you.
Master Sam, one of 270 in the world.
I know. It's a tough crowd to get into.
Yeah, for sure. Have a happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone.